The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And again, you know, no, they would never do that. This is a virus that needs to be combated. Well, a virus is a millionth of an inch long, guys. And a virus in and of itself has no capacity to harm you at all. It cannot hurt you. In fact, this is not the way viruses operate. Unless this is something that has been weaponized, in which case you're going to get sick, in which case people are getting sick, in which place this is a poisonous intervention that is hurting people in the name of a virus. Just like polio was thought of to be a polio virus, when in fact we had DDT that was being sprayed that caused the very same symptoms of polio and lead arsenic as well. So we are, again, we refuse to acknowledge that there's an environmental factor or factors that are getting people sick. And we only focus on a virus. And again, when the real science of virology is published, we will see that viruses don't do these things. This is not how viruses work. This is not the way viruses behave in the body. This is not a benign thing that we're being exposed to. It is a multitude of things that is poisoning us. Whether a spike protein is the only thing that's being transmitted, no one knows, no one's measured, no one care to measure, and no one care to believe that they would make something so heinous as to shed and transmit onto others, even though the reports are in the hundreds of thousands, if not millions. And again, media, public, doctors, scientists, government, all turning their back on the very experiences that people are having around the transmission of this shot from person to person.
And what can you tell us about the antibodies that antibody dependent enhancement that you're seeing in a lot of cases, or what you think that might be, or what evidence do you have for that?
Well, again, I mean, the belief is that somehow, you know, when people get the shot, they're okay. And then when they're re-exposed to the virus, they develop this antibody-dependent enhancement and they die from it. Certainly when the animal studies were done around trying to use an mRNA technology, the animals all died. There's clear evidence that mRNA vaccines have never worked in the animal studies. They've never succeeded in preventing or reducing the incidence of infectious illness. But again, we have to remember that whatever genetic material is in this spike protein that's causing the body to manufacture an antibody against, at some point, it increases the potential for the antibodies that we produce against the synthetic spike protein to attack any part of the body that has a similar or same genetic structure of that spike protein. So you can call it antibody-dependent enhancement. I'm calling it autoimmunity. It's just an eventual strike where the antibodies begin to find pieces of the genetic structure of the body that are similar to or the same and cause major damage where the body attacks itself.
And it seems like those parts of the body or the tissues that you mentioned, right?
Correct.
That they genetically are similar. Is it because we've developed a virome, as I've heard mentioned, over the millennia or whatever,
this is not a virus. I mean, we're talking two different languages here, Chris.
Okay.
This is not a virus.
What I mean is
whatever this spike protein is, whatever this spike protein is a conglomerate of pieces of genetic material that no one has ever stopped to try to identify where it comes from. But this spike protein genetic material is a conglomerate. It's not a naturally occurring piece of material. And it has some similarity to dozens of tissues in the body that's going to cause the body to see any genetic material similar to the spike protein as an enemy and cause autoimmune and immune damage. I mean, let's say, for instance, this is a naturally occurring virus, which it isn't. We also don't recognize that there are pieces of viral material that are embedded all over the human body.
Right, that's remember, what I meant. We incorporated them over our evolution.
We have hundreds of trillions of pieces of viral genetic material embedded in our body. I keep saying that because we cannot keep thinking that the only time a virus gets into your body is if somebody is sick and gives it to you. We have 400 trillion or more pieces of genetic material that code for viruses and virus-like particles. And they inhabit our cells, our mitochondria, our bacteria. And we somehow believe that the genetic material of a virus is only specific to a genetic material of the virus, and that there's no other piece of the body that is similar or the same. And so even in regular vaccines, Chris, the idea of injecting the genetic material of a virus into the body only assumes that there's no way that any part of your human body could be similar to or the same as the genetic material of that virus. And we are wrong, because in fact, we have already started to show that pieces of tissue all over the body have similar to or the same genetic structure of the pieces of viruses that we injected to the body through regular vaccines. And so the whole field has to blow up, because we are seeing autoimmunity diseases rise exponentially in this country, above and beyond what, I mean, we shouldn't see any autoimmune diseases. But we are creating the environment for the body to mount an immune response against these materials that are injected. And then we wait to see if our own immune systems produce an antibody against these materials we inject, only to find that they travel to areas of the body that have similar tissue structure and then cause an autoimmune response. We have to start remembering or learning that the body has hundreds of trillions of pieces of viruses and viral DNA and RNA. And to just think that the only time the body gets a virus is when someone sick gives it to you is limited, primitive, and old. It's going to die. It's going to die a slow, ugly death. That being said, this whole coronavirus thing, this is not what's making people sick. A virus is not what's causing this illness. It's the spike protein and whatever else that we haven't investigated to actually understand the pathology that people are experiencing.
Well, as I'm sure you're aware, Dr. Wolfgang Woodarg and Dr. Michael Eden, ex-Pfizer head of respiratory research, back December 1st, 2020, they were pointing that out, that that's what they predicted, and that seems to be happening, that Dr. Wolfgang Woodarg filed an application with a European Medicine Agency to suspend all the COVID shots, and they wrote that the vaccinations are expected to produce antibodies against spike proteins of SARS-CoV-2. However, spike proteins also contain syncytin-1 homologous proteins, which are essential for the formation of the placenta in mammals, correct, such as humans. It must be absolutely ruled out that a vaccine against SARS-CoV-2 could trigger an immune reaction against syncytin-1, as otherwise infertility of indefinite duration could result in vaccinated women.
Right.
And then there's a polyethylene glycol issue that at least 70% of people
could develop nanoparticle.
And they could develop an allergy to PEG, polyethylene glycol. So that's part of the lipid nanoparticle?
No, the lipid nanoparticle is separate. And what's interesting is that, you know, when I got wind of what the ingredients were, at least what we could get wind of, that lipid nanoparticles were part of the shot, all I did was look in the literature about lipid nanoparticles, and it says very clearly, lipid nanoparticles have been shown to cause neurological damage, heart damage, lung damage, male and female reproductive damage. I mean, now they're using it, and they've never tested this thing for safety. So anyway, in the couple of minutes that I have left, Chris, I want to invite people to look at the Ask the Experts COVID-19 event that's occurring in Largo that you described on November 20th, Saturday. I also like to talk about other things besides COVID-19 and shots. November 18th, which is Thursday evening, I will be giving a talk to the public on nurturing the spirit of the child. This is being held at sponsored by a chiropractor also named Dr. Alex Lee, in conjunction with Health Freedom Florida and with Children's Health Defense, to start teaching parents a little bit more about how to nurture the spirit of their children, how to encourage the growth and development of children into critical thinkers, and not just kids who grow up to simply obey whatever an outside authority says to them. And then Monday night, actually, November 22nd, I'm going to be in Kissimmee doing another talk on COVID-19 to the public. And that's being held sponsored by Children's Health Defense and Health Freedom Florida, again, in the office of Dr. Ben Rall, R-A-L-L, in Kissimmee.
Great. All right. I didn't know about that. So I'll look up that information and try to put it at the top of the homepage. And yeah, I sure would like to talk to you about the other things. And that's, you know, the spirit is really, I think that's what they're really trying to suppress with our emotional range. And resonating with that, I just will mention to answer, so eager to answer what you on your last roundtable, that it's about, to me, learning to sustain simultaneously seemingly conflicting emotions with God's loving prana, inviting that in, focusing on your third eye and your heart. That's the single best advice I would give anybody. Do that as constantly as possible. And if you're sincere, you'll figure everything out. So I'd want to, you know, encourage folks to do that. Spiritual discipline sure beats physical technology. And there are examples that a lot of people may not believe, but don't right. talk about it too often. So, I look forward to meeting you.
Yeah, same here. There are different stages of child development that need to be nurtured at different times. So, you know, to try to speak conceptually to a 3-year-old just because a three-year-old has a vocabulary doesn't mean that you're actually speaking to who the child is. And so it's a fun lecture, teaching the different stages of development, teaching how the brain develops in children, how the brain develops in us, and how to speak to different aspects of children's stages of development so that we can actually nurture their growth and development and not just dump information into them and have them regurgitate it, which is why we're in the state of the world we're in today, because we are just people who are allowing things to be dumped into their minds and just saying, yes, it must be true because they said so. And so we have to start nurturing the critical thinking process of our children once again.
Right, being captivated by all that stimuli of the TV, for example, and not being captivated by meditation and being able to go inside and have a craving for peace rather than being captivated all the time by all, like you say, being fed, you know, looking for the next bit of information to know how to act based on external stimuli. All this, it's a combination. You know, I think that if you can increase your appreciation for external stimuli by saying to everything and everyone and yourself, there you are, God, there you are, I see you, you know, make a habit of that. And your cleverness is in me to be able to reveal you more and more. So when you practice that, that can help enhance your appreciation for your senses. Sure. That's just what I would recommend. You know, but children definitely need to learn to meditate and sit still and increase their emotional range, increase their build this pranic nerve, for God's loving prana, to be able to expand their emotional range as they grow. Because, right, you know, as you reach about 20 or 25, they say that your nervous system stops growing. And I think that I had a great advantage by starting meditating young, around my teen years, 12 or 13. So,
well, Chris, your nervous system keeps growing after 25, thankfully.
Mm-hmm. I take lion's mane as well. I noticed that.
No, it can grow without lion's mane as well. You don't need to rely on lion's mane for your nervous system to grow. But just the parting thought for parents who might be listening: remember that in order for the body to fill, it has to be empty. And if we're constantly filling the body, there's no emptiness time. There's no space for creativity. There's no space for thought. There's no space for imagination. There's no space for discovery, for exploration, for examination. And so if we're constantly filling children with information, with scheduling, with time, with things to do, with stimulation, we're never going to give them the opportunity to have the empty space so they can fill their own minds and their own hearts and their own spirits with what works for them and what they come to understand about the world. And so that's the prelude to what nurturing the spirit of the child is about.
Awesome. Awesome, Dr. Pileski. Well, thank you for joining us here on National Intel Report. And I look forward to meeting on the 20th and speaking to you again soon. And you're always welcome back on the show, on either of the shows. So
thank you, Chris. Take care. Best to you and best to your listeners. I appreciate the time.
All right.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash or a money order with the pay to line left blank. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Nothing made out to RBN will work, so don't do that. The new accounts are going to be opened soon, and if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away.
The network thanks you.
National Intel Report. This is Chris Steiner live now. You just heard an interview I did earlier today with Dr. Larry Pilevsky. I'm just sitting in here substituting, and I'm so glad I was able to do so today in order to bring you that interview right away. And if you'd like to see the live interview, the face-to-face interview with meeting, it's only so far on Facebook, but soon I'll edit it so you can, it'll be on various different platforms that you can find on the homepage at my website. So once that video is edited here within 24 hours, just go to these different video hosting platforms and you can find them. First, I will post it to Rumble and Brighteon and Odyssey. So all these different platforms I'm mentioning, go to the right column near the on the homepage near the top, and the section that has all these pretty little icons of various platforms. It says on the top, connect on these platforms, and I'll be uploading to those video hosting platforms listed there, as I mentioned, Brighteon, Odyssey, Rumble to start with, and what other video hosting sites? BitChute, if I can get them to cooperate. I just learned. It might have been my problem. If you ever have a problem uploading to BitChute like I did, then clear your cache. It's all you have to do, folks. I've really been frustrated not being able to upload my things to BitChute. What I've been encountering is after I upload, after the upload is complete, almost every time it gives a 404 page not found error. So clear your cache if that happens, and hopefully that'll work. Tried various browsers, and I just was reminded of such a very basic instruction to be able to resolve it on my end. BitChute has a few little quirks I've noticed over the years, and they do have customer support that's responsive, even though I'm not a subscriber. So I'm glad for that. If you want to find that video of today's interview, it is on Facebook only so far. It's at facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. facebook.com/wearechange.tampa. And in the future, I'll be doing Zoom meetings for each show, this show as well, or any of the shows that I host, whether they're the broadcast show that I have on Six Florida Stations Tuesdays, 8 to 10 p.m., and get all that information at the website, theliberationstation.com. And also the Sunday show I host that I started here thanks to the late, great John Stadmiller. I began that October 31st, if you want to check out the archives. And on both of those shows, I'll be hosting Zoom meetings because there are different advantages that you also allows international participation. People can call in. They then have international numbers. They could save RBN some money that way if they use those numbers instead. If they're not able to use the RBN dial-in number that if your calling plan doesn't support the 512, and I'll give you those numbers right now. The call-in numbers, as most of you know, is 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, toll-free 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Other advantages to Zoom are that people like to be seen. Some people like to be seen, and they can join and unjoin the conversation if they like. If they want to put up their hand and put it back down and call back in. Of course, I always welcome people to call in more than once if they have something to say. It's important. So I know that I've called. There are shows that don't, that I wish I could. And if I could have a long form conversation, that's really, I think, the best. So people don't feel rushed and feel like they have to wait or they have to rush in order to get their point out, like before a commercial, or if the folks want to contribute in the chat room, they can do that too. If they don't feel like showing their face or speaking at all, they can type in the chat room and I'll be reading that as well. I need to get, I apologize for not going into the chat room that Mer Bailey has set up. So tonight, because I'm not on Zoom, I'm going to pay attention to that chat room. That is theliberationstation.chatango.com. That's theliberationstation.chatango.com. On the last show Sunday, I'm sorry I didn't see those chats and see that I had callers waiting for me while I was talking. So, okay. All right, there we go. And I'm in the chat room. And I'll come back and respond to make some more commentary on the interview with Dr. Pilevsky at the end of the interview. I had some things to say, so I'll be right back on National Intel Report. I'm your substitute host tonight, Chris Steiner, so please stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kick down, break down, take down. Everybody wants into the crowded line. Break down, take down. You busted. Shake down, break down, take down. Just about the time you think that it's all right.
And we're back here on National Intel Report. I'm your substitute host, Chris Steiner. Tonight is November 17th, 2021, live. As I was saying at the end of the last segment, that if you want to join in the chat room, I'm reading it now, and we'll pay attention and can read your comments. Maybe even know that you're calling in before the producer tells me. So if you want to let me know, go into theliberations.com. And backing up before that, to reiterate that whenever I heard, I just cut out. I'm as close to the microphone as I can be. So all right. Must have been not the microphone. So, that website. Thanks. Thanks, Mike, for telling me. Being my quality control, that's theliberationstation.chatango.com. That's T-H-E, liberationstation.chatango.com. And also, the other advantages of Zoom meetings, it transcribes the meeting for you. So you can, hopefully post that in the notes. I still have some notes from a previous show that I need to finish up to post. So sometimes if you want my half drafted notes, you can contact me before I post them if you need some of that information, those links or references, maybe you can't find them. Sometimes they get, I try to take notes things don't disappear off of the web, and so many things on the web, it's just shocking that things that used to be on the web are no longer available, that I found that need to be posted, things from the 1990s. I'm really shocked. I started collecting text files in the 80s and through around 97 98, the internet really started taking over and making bulletin, dial-up bulletin board systems not very popular around 94, where BBS's bulletin board system started to drop off a number, I remember noticing, and being a compiler of the national list of BBS's that carry little known and suppressed information, Patriot BBS's, they would call it. Also sold the Patriot Library, where I would call around to these. I spent thousands of dollars calling around, spending the long distance bills to get bulletin board system and sell them on discs. I'm not plugging this, but just because folks were spending a lot, or would have to otherwise spend a lot for the long distance bills otherwise, and they could call me up and order the discs on the phone. They'd make a phone order, or send the money, and back then there's no online payment, so it was really nice that I was able to get the information out, and it's not available, a lot of it, when I do spot checks on some of my old files, so I need to go through and get all that just thrown up on, posted in some way on the web. There's so many files, and I've written descriptions for most of them, or a lot of them. Later on, I was getting the files so fast I couldn't read them in order to write the descriptions. Back then, it was not really easy to search, so it'd make it a lot easier to search by description. And so I'd have to read and write a summary for these files, and in the process of wanting to churn out the information, I would have to screen it first and write those descriptions. So I don't know how to categorize them other than dumping, maybe splitting them up and dumping them on the web in chunks and in volumes, not by any specific category for people to search. And things like water fluoridation, I'm surprised, aren't around and on the web anymore. And all right, I think I covered all the contact information for future shows. The things I wanted to comment on for Dr. Pilevsky's interview that started at the start of this show was that there are these neurogenesis supplements that stimulate the growth of nerve and brain cells. And I mentioned lion's mane, and he said, there's a lot more than lion's mane. But I just mentioned that because there's a lot of press, a lot of buzz on it, because the studies show that it's helpful in stimulating brain cell growth. And I noticed that when I ran out of it, that my mood went down. It's been shown to be helpful for mood and memory. That includes lion's mane mushroom. And I was saying, when I ran out, I didn't feel so good, so I make sure I don't run out of it. And I'm a little scattered here, just looking at the time, seeing how much we can fit in, and I'll get into this COVID, very interesting COVID study that proves out what we've already known, that antibodies are not the holy grail. You may have a very good immune system and overcome COVID, but never have antibodies, just T-cell response. So I'll cover that study and some of the science that a lot of folks have always known that that study demonstrates. Now, this blog on my website is the Neurogenesis blog. So go to theliberationstation.com and click on blogs on the left. If you hover over blogs, then there will be a pull-down menu, and click on the Neurogenesis blog. Just a few items for promoting neurogenesis, growth of nerve and brain cells for improving mood and memory. Bovine colostrum, that's cow colostrum from a clean source like New Zealand. I like 21st century brand if you can find it. You want it unpasteurized, and I say from New Zealand because it's a cleaner source where they raise the cows more humanely. If you can find a rancher raises them well, then do that. Avoid colostrum that's been pasteurized. I've noticed that there was a great company that was a pioneer in the colostrum industry in the, I think, when colostrum hit the supplement market in about 95 or 6. And I'm trying to remember the Synergy. Trying to look up their brand. It begins with Synergy, and maybe that's it. There is a Synergy colostrum online, but anyhow, Symbiotics. That's it. That's the brand. Symbiotics brand was a pioneer, and I took it, and I was disappointed to see that they started pasteurizing, and so I wonder why. Maybe interstate regulations when it comes to raw dairy products, I'm not sure. So probably going with a rancher is the best way because, you know, they dry the, when you buy it in supplement form, they dry it. And so you lose a good percentage of the enzyme activity and other good properties. It actually has live antibodies, non-specific antibodies that do not get destroyed by the stomach acid, the hydrochloric acid. They permeate the intestines through a component of it called transferase. So it's basically what colostrum is. It's the little jump start for the immune system and the growth of every mammal. After giving birth, the mother puts out colostrum for the first day or two, depending on the mammal. For cows, it's 2 days, and from what I read, they make more than enough, so they make sure the calf gets enough from the press anyway, their PR. Maybe a rancher could educate me on that. I'd like to know, does the calf need all the colostrum the mother produces, or should the mother maybe get colostrum, be relieved of her colostrum so she doesn't have any problems or pressure like you would with milk. So it's called the pre-milk fluid, and it's spelled colostrum. It's full of growth factors and immune factors, including antibodies. It's also good for external uses. If you have a cut or a wound, I've used the powder and just make a little paste. And with road rash, I've noticed that it'll just allow all the push out all the asphalt and dirt and debris within an hour or two, and all the dead flesh will just start falling off and self-debrides. When I say it will, I'm not making any medical claims. I'm talking about my personal experience, my testimonial with colostrum, and it really closes up very quickly. My mother, who was a paraplegic, had very poor circulation, would bang her feet, her shins on the pipes under the sink, and she didn't know, got infected, had two sores on each shin, wouldn't treat it, wouldn't buy colostrum. I got her some, and she loved it because within a day, she noticed the oozing stopped. Within 2 days, they started to close up. So I assume that's because, I'm not making claims, I assume it's because things like the growth factors make it grow mend so fast, and the immune factors are antiseptic. There's a lot of information on colostrum. Like I say, for neurogenesis, it's great from what I've seen in the studies. And so many other things. I don't see any reason to not take it, other than there's been only one concern, that's if people might have either because it boosts the IGF-1 insulin-like growth factor 1 and cancer. So if someone is a cancer patient, they may want to not take colostrum. The next item for neurogenesis are essential fatty acids. Hemp seed oil is my preferred source, and I also have a blog you can click over on, the Fat Essential Fatty Acid Absorption blog. But I like essential, I like my essential fatty acids from hemp seed oil, because there's a problem with the fish oil that's on the market. If it's in gel cap form, it's been heavily processed with more heat, and a lot of it is refined. When they say it's been refined and purified, molecularly distilled from mercury and other contaminants, then that means it's also taken a lot of the good properties out. And there are whole fish oil products like Whole Mega that say they're from more pure, pristine sources like Alaska, though I still wouldn't consider any place on the planet, even especially, or including Alaska, they're to be pristine, because they're finding radioactive isotopes from Fukushima even over there. I was checking a few years ago because I wanted to consider eating salmon from Alaska. And I also noticed that about 10, 11 years ago, when I was taking fish oil as my for my essential fatty acids, and then I got hemp seed oil, so I would alternate every other day hemp seed oil with fish oil. After about a week, not that I was looking for smoother skin, but that's what I noticed. And then I started taking it, started sticking with it, and I noticed it really helped. So, and then I did have a nutritional blood analysis, and it showed that I was just a little bit below par, because I was taking just average size swallows, and I take a big swallow. In addition to most of the items that are on that Fat Essential Fatty Acid Absorption blog at theliberationstation.com, my website, those are items for aiding fat, essential fatty acid emulsification, absorption, and metabolism. That's also very important because you have fats that are surrounding all your nerves. The myelin sheath is 80% fat. It's the insulation, and if that starts wearing off, then the signals may not get through and make short circuit. So that's another reason fats are so important. I have a high fat diet. My main meal of the day are three raw organic eggs, sunflower seed, lecithin. I'm just mentioning the high fat portion parts of the breakfast. You know, not the things like the toast and things that you really, really enjoy that make it taste good, and salt and pepper, things like that. I'm omitting those things, but the high fat things in my diet, things like I use those three raw organic eggs and avocado and some whole milk organic yogurt, and as I say, lecithin to help absorption with it all. And I think that's mostly it. But then, I have my supplements and then my hemp seed oil to finish it off. So I have a high fat diet, but I'm very thin. And I think because I can metabolize the fat for energy to take a lot of these items on that blog for fat metabolism are good for helping fat cross the cell membrane to be metabolized by the mitochondria, the energy powerhouse of each cell, except for certain cells like red blood cells, and helps them burn fat for energy. So let's continue here. The next item for neurogenesis I have is CBD, cannabidiol oil, then lion's mane mushroom, then B-complex vitamins from a food source like non-GMO brewer's yeast and bee pollen are my preferred sources. because most B-complex vitamins are derived from coal tar, or can do more harm than good. And I think that I had some harm done when I was taking old-fashioned B-complex vitamins. I see someone in the chat room. Let me see what we have here. Gotcha. Thanks, Mer Bailey, for posting those links that I've been mentioning. Being my transcriptionist there helps with the show notes. Let's see. These are the B vitamins that if you're going to take in supplement form, are they go by different names. They're not scientific, but except for maybe methylated is a name. So the B vitamins that are methylated, activated, coenzymated, and there are one or two other synonyms for that. Those are the ones that you want to look for if you're going to get a supplement, a complex supplement. We'll be right back after this break on National Intel Report. I'm Chris Steiner, and we'll be right back.
TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Won't be out in the morning dew, honey. Please walk me out in the morning
dew. Welcome back to the last segment here on National Intel Network. This is Chris Steiner filling in, and so glad to do so. So glad to deliver this. Thanks for listening and taking notes. I think this last bit of information give you, as I promised on COVID, I'm going to squeeze in here, will be quite interesting, quite revealing. I'm just going to finish up by saying on the last segment that those kinds of vitamins folks want to get, if you're going to buy a supplement, preferred food sources, like I said, beef, pollen, and non-GMO brewer's yeast. But if you're going to get a B-complex supplement, get methylated, or also known as coenzymated, or activated, or reduced, or metabolite form. A lot of the on the market use a combination of the old-fashioned coal tar-derived and the better forms, and those autism patients, children, have noticed their genetics, they lack the MTHFR and there are three or four other genes involved in detoxification. They may have been, I won't go into on that, they're not able to detoxify as well, so they can't break down, reduce the B-complex vitamins, and that's why I think everybody should have the reduced form, if anything. Regardless of what your genetics are and other problems that are caused by the coal tar form are things like adrenal insufficiency, hair falling out in patches, breaking out in sweats, and I was experiencing some of those, and it took a long time to get over them. Took a few years to get over breaking out in sweats. I will mention on neurogenesis is that there are, pardon me here, something, I'm such a rush. I'm not sure. I just wanted to mention some of these other items I think that will help. Absorption are things like of fats or acetyl L-carnitine, bile salts, D-limonene, lipase, and sunflower seed lecithin, as I mentioned. And let's get now into that that study that I mentioned, and that is it called Ultrapotent Antibodies Against Diverse and Highly Transmissible SARS-CoV-2 Variants. That shows that your natural immunity provides protection against 23 variants, and that of course is a lot better than any kind of vaccine could provide. They say that the antibodies are waning after just about 2 months. And lastly, people testing negative for COVID-19 despite exposure may have immune memory. That's the study that I mentioned earlier, and that just came out, published November 10th in Science magazine. And so check that out. People may have immunity even though they don't have antibodies and they never had any symptoms. So keep your immune system up. This is Chris Steiner, National Intel Report. Thanks for tuning in. And I look forward to speaking to you on the Sunday or Tuesday shows, theliberationstation.com. All take great care.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.